Jen's regional roundup.
Let's find out what's going on around the country. And we're going to go to the Midlands. I've Sarah Jane Foster on the line. Hi, Sarah Jane.
Good morning from the Midlands, Jennifer. How are you?
I'm good. Tell me, what do you like to see your bloke in? What's sexy to you?
Do you know what? You said some guy said there, just keep it clean and simple. I just like nice jeans and a nice crisp white shirt.
Oh.
I absolutely love that.
Oh,
Timmy looks
yeah.
good in that.
Go on the Timmy.
Now, go on, Timmy.
I'm not a fan of lads in shoes for some reason.
Shoes. You have a thing about shoes though, right?
I do.
You probably want them in like
runners.
Nikes, like yeah. in like Air Jordans or
yeah.
something.
Yeah. Funny you said that. Lau has a load of Air Jordans. I do like a lad, no matter what he's wearing, even in with a pair of nice trainers on.
Do you? Yeah, so do I. Do you like socks or no socks?
Oh,
if you say socks.
Controversial. I would say socks.
No, but not the ones you can see, though.
No, not the ones you can see.
No,
and I don't like a lad just in socks either. That's a big turn off as well.
Something Cormac would do, I think.
Yeah, definitely. He's definitely leaving the socks on. Let's go to your stories, Bruce Springsteen. Let's talk about him. What's going on?
Yes, so Bruce Springsteen is coming to Ireland next year. He'll be playing in the RDS Arena on the 5th and 7th of May. Will you be going?
No.
No, right, okay.
I met him in a swimming pool once.
Oh, God.
In the Merion. I was really hungover and I went for a swim in the Merion Hotel because I used to live in town.
Okay.
And there was loads of people outside the hotel. And I was like, what is going on? I went in and I bumped into Bruce Springsteen in the swimming pool. And to me, he was just an old lad swimming
in
his jocks.
Speedos.
He wasn't. He was actually in his jocks. It was like he forgot his swimsuit. And he was very unattractive until I realised it was Bruce Springsteen. And then he became really attractive
all of a sudden.
It was odd. But I wouldn't be a massive fan of his music. I know he is a legend. I know he's loved. Does he have ties? You're going to tell me he's ties to the Midlands, aren't you?
Of course, always. So Bruce Springsteen actually has connections in Rathdown in Westmeath and Rathangan in Kildare. Now, The American rock star, great-great's grandfather, Christy Gertie, who married Catherine Kelly, was from Rathangan and left Ireland in New Jersey in the 1850s. And Councillor Mark Strafford has invited Bruce to Kildare while he's here in Ireland. Now, I don't know if he's accepted the invitation, but I'm sure Bruce is listening this morning and Mark can invite me down to do an exclusive interview for RTÉ.
Are you a fan? Are you a Springsteen fan?
I'm not really. My uncle is huge into Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah.
He always goes. And I do love his song, I'm on Fire. I absolutely love that. But listen, if I was invited to go, I'd definitely go.
Of course you would. Of course you would. Tell me about this unsung hero.
Yes, Geraldine Mullen, who now lives in Donegal, has been crowned RSVP's unsung hero of 2022. So Geraldine actually lost her husband and two children in a car accident back in August 2020. And what Geraldine said was that in a blink of an eye, her life changed forever, but the love and support from her local community have helped her keep going. And I think that's one thing that the people of Ireland are really good at doing, is getting behind the people to uplift them in times of need. And for Geraldine to get this recognition, I hope it gives her the strength she needs to carry on and know she's loved by the people in her life now.
Absolutely. Good on her. Okay. Old mattresses. Something about old mattresses. What's
old
that?
Old mattresses. This is a little bit less glam. Roscommon are turning mattresses from rubbish into resources. So Bounce Back Recycling have said approximately 8,000 mattresses are dumped in Roscommon every single year. Now, I don't know, do they have a bad chiropractor up there or a good chiropractor or just bad mattresses? I don't know, or what they're doing up there. But it costs about €180 for every mattress that ends up in landfill. And by recycling a mattress, they can use the material for carpet underlay and home insulation. And then the springs can be used in the steel industry. So I'm going to be building in the next year or so. So if anyone has any mattresses for my insulation, send them my way.
Well, that's it. I didn't know you could recycle a mattress. This is deadly. So you can go to Bounce Back. Are these the people that do it?
Yes, Bounce Back Recycling in Roscommon.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a great initiative for them. So it's instead of like just dumping your mattresses, maybe consider bringing it to the lads and they'll
absolutely
sort it out.
Absolutely. I love that.
Betty White. So Really love these kind of stories. So my stories are all about connections this morning. So at Lone Man, Martin Nolan, who I actually don't know. I usually know everybody in the Midlands, but I don't know Martin Nolan, but I need to get to know this guy. He is the guy that's responsible for auctioning celebrity garments. So he sold Marilyn Monroe's iconic gold dress she wore when she sang Happy Birthday to JFK. Mm-hmm. You might know this from more recent times when Kim Kardashian wore the dress at the Met Gala. He auctioned off Michael Jackson's famous white glove and Kurt Cobain's electric guitar. So today is actually the opening of an exhibition in Newbridge Silverware of Betty White's Golden Moment. So Betty White is hugely respected in Hollywood. She was one of the first women to work in front and behind the camera. And Martin Nolan and his team from Julian Auctions are responsible for this, where we'll get to see her jewellery and dresses she wore on the red carpet.
Oh, good on him. That's amazing. We love Betty White. Bless her.
You're a big fan.
I was, yeah. She's just an absolute legend. And interesting to know that she was one of the first women to work behind the camera as well.
Yeah, I know. I absolutely love that. I only found that out recently. I thought that was very, very cool.
Very cool. Listen, Sarah Jane Foster, great work as always. Thanks for those stories. And I'll chat to you soon, okay?
Absolutely. Thank
you. Bye, love. Bye. 2FM.